It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do each and every Wednesday morning here on The Morning Show, we welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, how are things going for you this week, man?
Fine, thank you, Rocka.
Fantastic to hear, Dave. Fantastic to hear. Wanted to start with a bit of a crazy story from earlier on in the week. A tornado actually briefly touched down in Eaton Township on Monday, so a little bit of an impact there. Thankfully, it didn't seem like things got too crazy, but there was a little bit of damage, so I'll kind of let you fill us in on, you know, what was the damage and how bad could things have really gotten here, Dave?
Yeah, this was just before 2:30 on Monday afternoon. There was a possible tornado reported touching down in Eaton Township as a line of thunderstorms came through Lorain County. Fortunately, it doesn't appear anybody got hurt. No reports of any injuries, but heavy rain, lightning, you know, just some real nasty wind, and then what was labeled an EF0 tornado, which is the lowest, the lowest on severity scale there. Cleveland Office of the National Weather Service confirmed that there was a tornado. It spent less than a minute on the ground and traveled about 0.1 mile before it dissipated. Some damage to some buildings owned by Buckeye Storage Condos. Some damage also to Ameriline Trucking on Royalton Road in Columbia Township. The part of the roof came off there, and also there was some damage to the AC units, on top of the building. So that's pretty wild. Again, fortunately, not any injuries that we were aware of, or that first responders made us aware of. But yeah, scary moments to see and to have a tornado touchdown.
And scary is a good word for it, because I don't know exactly where you were, but I was actually at the Chronicle-Telegram when this came through the scanner. Myself and Kristen Bauer had just finished recording this week's episode of Diamond Chat, which you can see on the Chronicle-Telegram Facebook page and YouTube channel. But yeah, just a bit of a scary thing. Anytime you hear the word tornado warning, especially, you know, a possible touchdown, and as we know now, one in fact did touch down, albeit a minor one, that can be a bit of a scary shakeup. So hopefully everybody was able to take safe precautions there. Again, nobody was hurt, thankfully, and can be a bit of a wake-up call in terms of refreshing ourselves with what to do during a high wind and tornado situations. So I wanted to move on to another story. This one you had involvement with, and you had the latest on the Keith Liedtke case. Looks like the actual trial for Liedtke will be pushed back a bit. So what do we need to know about this? And maybe for some of our listeners, refresh our listeners, if you could, what Keith Liedtke's case is all about here.
So some folks might remember this. This happened back in October of 2019. There was a situation where Mr. Liedtke, who is a Columbia Township resident, is accused of driving drunk, crashing his car into a utility pole on Sprague Road in Columbia Township. And then when he and his friend, Brett Resler, 27-year-old, friend got out of the car, both were shocked by a downed power line. EMT firefighter Brett Wilson, who is with the Columbia Township Fire Department, he and his girlfriend, Hannah Gallagher, were in the area, and heard and saw the crash, went over to try to help out, and they were also hit by the live power line. Unfortunately, Brett Wilson and Brent Resler both died. Hannah Gallagher and Keith Liedtke were seriously injured. Now, Keith Liedtke has been charged with aggravated vehicular homicide, with a number of other charges, vehicular assault among them, misdemeanor DUI, that were filed in February of 2020 following an investigation by State Highway Patrol troopers and the prosecutor's office. And this trial has basically been awaited for almost 3 years now. And it is headed very close to the 3-year mark, the 3-year anniversary. And the Wilson Resler families were very upset that Judge Mark Batleski has pushed the trial date to September 27th. Especially Brett Wilson's father, Gary Wilson, was very upset in court the other day on Monday. Both that Mr. Liedtke had not appeared in person. There was some concern about it that he had not appeared for the court hearing. He was eventually there on video, but also that it's taken so long for the families to get what they believe is their justice. So that's a case that we've sort of been following through the courts, and we'll continue to follow. But we will not see another trial date until sometime in late September.
Well, thank you for the latest on that, Dave. Again, the case of Keith Liedtke pushed back until about November, and you can read all about that in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram, available as well online at chronicleT.com. Again, Dave O'Brien is our guest from the Chronicle Telegram on this morning's Local Beat, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go? What can our listeners expect to see in the paper?
Yeah, so some good news, some money coming down from federal agencies and
state agencies
down to Lorain County. That's always good when we see tax money return to Lorain County in the form of some funds to help fix up brownfields, polluted areas, either from industry or from commerce, that can be rehabilitated and reused, either for residential or more commercial or for cleaner industrial purposes. A number of those grants were given to Lorain, Elyria, and Avon Lake, millions of dollars, in fact. And then also the Lorain County Commissioners announced another small business grant program. They're going to use $1.5 million in American Rescue Plan Act funds starting next week to basically give out these small grants, $5, $10, $15, $20,000 here and there to small businesses in Lorain County that were affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. So also you'll see a story on that in this morning's Chronicle Telegram and at chronicleT.com.
Well, fantastic. We know our local businesses continue to hurt a little bit following the COVID pandemic, which we're still living through, by the way. It's certainly not gone. So excellent stuff there. Again, you can read about that in this week's Chronicle Telegram, available online as well over at chronicleT.com. All right, Dave, my favorite part of the week comes right here, right now. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
Well, this is one that I heard myself, and I threw it up on my Twitter feed at Dave O'Brien CT. quote from an emergency dispatcher: "The vehicle is not in park, and it is getting away from him. There is a Chevy Silverado in the ditch."
Oh no. he forgot the park part of park and ride there. He just had ride in mind, I suppose. So, oh no, that is not one you like to see. Dave, entertaining scanner story as always. I appreciate the time, my man, and look forward to catching up again with you next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you then.